Gonet Bank Primary Newsletter, February 2015. Welcome to Gonet Bank's newsletter for February 2015. Read on to discover all that has taken place since the last newsletter and about all the exciting forthcoming events. The hard work continues apace. On the in-service day on 11th February, staff participated in a self-evaluation exercise which will inform our next school environment plan. Miss Morrison is participating in a series of three meetings with two head teachers' colleagues. This is also connected to self-evaluation, and the results of each of these meetings may also have an impact on our school environment plan for 2015 to 2016. Miss Morrison has already visited Wallacewell Primary School and will visit Golf Hill Primary School on Wednesday, 25th February. The head teachers of these two schools will visit Gonet Bank on Thursday, 5th March. Miss Douglas and Miss Akhtar are participating in a course called Improving Our Classrooms. As part of this course, they too are involved in trios where they visit other schools and host visits from the other schools in Gonet Bank. By the time you read this, Miss Akhtar will have visited Scotstoun Primary School and Dalmarnock Primary School, and will have hosted a visit from these two schools in Gonet Bank. During the first week in March, Miss Douglas will visit Yoker Primary School and Quarry Bray Primary School, and will host a visit from these two primary schools in Gonet Bank. We are supporting student teachers again this term. A PGDE student and two BA2 students. Miss Douglas delivered a seminar on teaching English as an additional language to the whole cohort of PGD, court of PGD students as part of our partnership with Glasgow University. Miss Morrison continues to attend the local improvement group meetings, working on improving attainment through effective transition. Miss Smith has had an accident and unfortunately has hurt her knee quite seriously. As a consequence, she will need to be absent from school for the rest of the session. Miss Smith is, however, beginning to feel better, and during her spell of absence is working on producing reports from the children in her class. Thank you to Miss Smith. We wish her a full and speedy recovery. In the meantime, Gonet Bank and P67 are fortunate to have had Miss Dinn appointed. Miss Dinn will be with us till the end of the session. We have had slightly fewer than normal outings during the month of February. We will be making up for this in March. However, those we did have were very successful and enjoyable. P23 visited the GFT during Glasgow's film week to see Puddington. P6 pupils attended a netball tournament with Miss Adams at Tall Cross. They conducted themselves with the usual aplomb. P45 visited Pollock Country Park in order to bring their woodland topic to life. P7 thoroughly enjoyed the line dancing at the Bank of China on Friday 20th February. Our eco committee run by Miss Maud. Our rights respecting steering group ran by Miss Simpson. Our gardening group ran by Miss Thompson. Our health group ran by Miss Hearn, and our pupil council organized by Miss Morrison all continue to meet on a regular basis in order to take their work forward. I am grateful to teachers for using their non-class contact time to meet with these groups to ensure that they work continuous. Glasgow City Council is seeking to regenerate some areas of the city in a plan spanning 10 years. The Garnet Hill and Sauchay areas are being used as a pilot plot. The council are keen that the local community, including businesses and educational establishments, are conciliated about what they see as being necessary for the future benefit of the area. Nick Wright is the gentleman charged with carrying out this consultation between now and August of this year. Already, Miss Morrison has met with Nick and attended a meeting where they were representatives from the Royal Concert Hall, the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, the Dental Hospital, the Piping Centre, the Glasgow School of Art, the CCA and Glasgow City Council. It is Miss Morrison's intention to attend a future meeting of this group in connection with this project. Pupils from St. Aloysius Anderson Primary School and St. Patrick's Primary School, 10 P7 pupils attended a workshop organised by Nick Wright to gauge their views about the future of Sauchay Hall Street and Garnet Hill. Nick was so impressed by Garnet Bank's pupils that he has invited them to attend another meeting about this project and to speak about their involvement in it so far. This is indeed an honour for our pupils and an induction of the impression they made at the entail workshop. Miss Morrison has already spoken to the 10 pupils involved who are all keen to further promote their ideas. Thank you to Musa, Ria, Kira, Iris, Ibrahim, Lewis, Eva, Blair, Rebecca and Stan. Chile. Boys and girls in P67, along with Miss Smith and Adela, mum of Eva, P67, are working on an international exchange of artwork with the San Vincent Ferrer Primary School in Chile. This spring, artwork sent all the way from Chile will be displayed within Garnet Bank Primary School and the Multicultural Centre in Rose Street. The boys and girls from San Vincent Ferrer Primary School in Chile have obviously been learning about Scotland. have a look at this fabulous artwork and see if you can recognise the Scottish landmarks. Artwork produced by P67 and by Adela and Louise's Art Club will be winging its way to Chile. Have a look at the school website www.garnetbank.pre/glasgow.uk Our thanks are due to Adela for establishing this partnership, and to Adela and Louisa for their encouragement of the Garnet Bank children to produce equally fabulous work to send to Chile, and for their hard work in displaying it throughout the school and in the multicultural hall. This spreading the good reputation of Garnet Bank Primary School. Branching out is a project run by the West of Scotland Regional Equality Council based in Nippershall Street. It aims to raise awareness of Scotland's national heritage and to provide opportunities for families to enjoy the outdoors in places and at times they might not normally think about. There are lots of exciting opportunities available. For further information, please speak to Noreen Akhtar, mum of Aisha, P3, Heba, P2, and Hannah, P1. See the parent notice board at the front entrance to the school, or visit www.wsrec.co.uk. Looking forward. Believe it or not, we are beginning to look ahead to session 2015-2016. Miss Morrison has attended local staffing meetings and she and Miss Adams are starting to plan ahead. There will be a few changes, not least of all because after a long number of years of deduction and hard work on behalf of the children of Garnet Bank Primary School, Miss Kernan has started to think about retiring and will begin a program of phased retirement next session, meaning that she will be in school for only 4 days instead of 5 days. In order to assist with our planning, if it is your intention that your children leave Garnet Bank and do not return in August for session 2015-2016 for whatever reason, whether they will be attending another school in Glasgow or whether you intend to return to your own country, please let us know so that we can make the appropriate arrangements for those children remaining. Thank you for your cooperation with us with this. More immediately, here are a number of dates for your diary. Tuesday 24th February, Assembly for Chinese New Year, 2 p.m, Primary 1 to Primary 3. Wednesday 25th February, Assembly for Chinese New Year, 2 p.m, Primary 4 to Primary 7. All welcome. Parents' Evening